on KOIN Portland, where it's 11 o'clock.
CBS News, President Ford to leave Washington for his trip to China. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The President and Mrs. Ford and daughter Susan, along with Secretary of State Kissinger, will depart in the morning, flying first to Alaska. They are due in Peking on Monday for a five-day visit. The President has said he does not expect any major diplomatic breakthroughs on this trip, but he says he does expect to continue the dialogue started by President Nixon in 1972. And the President said this trip is of great significance in expanding U.S.-Chinese relations. Apparently, there will be no attempt at this time to resolve the problem of nationalist China, the most important obstacle toward a resumption of diplomatic relations between Washington and Peking. After China, Mr. Ford will also visit Indonesia and the Philippines. More news in a moment.
Lefty Drew, pro bowler. How do you spell relief?
When I have heartburn, I spell relief R-O-L-A-I-D-S, Rolaids.
Mrs. Peterson, homemaker.
Acid indigestion, I spell relief R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Rolaids spells relief. Each Rolaids consumes 47 times its weight in excess stomach acid. Bubba Johnson, mechanic, how do you spell relief?
For gas, R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Rolaids spells relief. Use only as directed.
Hi, world. Denny Bracken. On behalf of Mike Roy's cooking thing, heard Monday through Saturdays on the CBS Radio Net. Super Chef, of course, is here, too. What you got on your gourmet griddle for tomorrow?
Well, we call them Pluto Pups or Hippos, if you like.
What's that?
That's it, you know. You remember that famous dish they used to serve on a shingle in the Army?
Yes.
Well, these we serve on a stick.
I don't believe what I'm hearing, friends. No, I don't. And, boy, I'm going to tune in tomorrow to Mike Roy's Cook Thing on CBS to see if I'm really hearing what I think I'm hearing.
President Ford's nomination of federal judge John Paul Stevens of Chicago will go to the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. The president announced Friday he has selected the 55-year-old judge on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals to fill the Supreme Court vacancy left by the retirement of William O. Douglas. Committee hearings are expected to begin before the end of next week, but one Democrat on the committee, James Aberisk of South Dakota, says he's in no hurry.
I'm not particularly crazy about rushing into this thing. As you know, I've announced already that I don't think it's fair that President Ford, who's never been elected by the people and who may be a lame duck president who might not even make it through the primaries, appoint a very important seat on the court. So I'm not in any particular rush to see this nomination clear.
But Abra says he knows nothing about Judge Stevens, either positive or negative. There was an indication on Friday that recovery from the recession may be slowing a bit. For the second month in a row, the index of leading economic indicators was down. It declined 0.5% during October. Economist Paul McCracken says growth was bound to moderate, adding that tight money is also involved.
I guess I would put two factors in here. One of them is that simply that the rate of increase in the third quarter was itself so rapid that we couldn't possibly expect it to be sustained. In other words, the ball bounced one way there, and it's tending to bounce the other way a bit now. Beyond that, however, we've had a very restrictive monetary policy since the latter part of June up until quite recently, and we have to assume that that's going to exert a retarding influence on the expansion in the months ahead.
Economist Paul McCracken. Members of the United Nations Security Council will meet again behind closed doors Saturday after three similar sessions on Friday failed to produce an agreement for the Golan Heights. At issue is whether the UN peacekeeping force can stay in the buffer zone between Israeli and Syrian forces. After midnight Sunday, authority for the presence of the UN troops will not exist unless the council renews the mandate. Two B-57 bombers coming in for a landing at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska collided in flight Friday afternoon. The aircraft burst into flames and crashed. Both pilots parachuted to safety, but one was hospitalized with leg injuries. A report prepared for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission warns that capability exists for stealing nuclear material from atomic power plants in the United States. The report says, in theory at least, terrorists, foreign agents, and organized crime elements could steal such material. Now this.
The French call it an apéritif. In America, it's the appetizer you drink. Either way,
Dubonnet goes before.
Before, that's the time to say I'll have a glass of Dubonnet. Before a meal by day or night, Dubonnet is always right before, yeah, before.
It all started in France, of course. And what do you call it? An aperitif or an appetizer? The proper time to enjoy its distinctive taste is before. Before lunch, before dinner at cocktail time, before whatever you've got cooking. It's a wine that's right for your appetite. Dubonnet Before. Made to make what comes after that much better.
Before, yeah, before.
Product of USA, Dubonnet Company, New York, New York.
The National Weather Service says nearly all of the United States will have nearly normal or above normal temperatures this winter. If that happens, it could help save a lot of people money on their winter heating bills. Much of the nation had mild weather last year. That helped to save on fuel bills and avert a possible shortage of heating fuels. Doug Poling, CBS News.
And in Radio 97 news this evening, state officials, state police, and others have paid tribute at a memorial service for the slain superintendent of Oregon State Police, Holly Holcomb. More than 1,200 people attended the service held this afternoon at the First Baptist Church in Salem. It followed a private burial at Restlawn Memorial Gardens. The 58-year-old Holcomb was shot to death Tuesday, charged in the murder of 59-year-old Robert Wampler, who was fired from the state police force about 17 years ago when Holcomb was in his, at that time, was his superior officer. 19 members of the Brothers Speed Motorcycle Club seek more than $225,000 each in damages and suits filed as a result of an altercation between club members and policemen that took place a year ago. The suits, filed in Multnomah County District Court, claim the club members were attacked by police without provocation at the Slow Pitcher Tavern located in southeast Portland. The suit names 42 policemen and various city officials. Police reported they were called to the tavern to quell a disturbance, and it developed into a riot. A Portland newspaper says state jobs may await ousted Oregon AFL-CIO President Dean Killian and union political director Lloyd Knudsen. The newspaper, The Oregonian, said Killian, who lost his post in the union to Robert Kennedy at the AFL-CIO convention in Seaside this fall, is being considered for an appointment to the State Workmen's Compensation Board. A National Park Service official says water pollution problems have been solved at Crater Lake National Park, but water system problems remain. John Rutter, he's retiring as Regional Park Service Director, said in Seattle that, as he put it, you wouldn't believe the problems encountered last year when the Crater Lake area was shut down for a period when a sewer line contaminated water supplies. Said Rutter, the EPA, that's the Environmental Protection Agency, since then has pressure tested our sewer lines. We replaced one this fall and will replace another one next spring. And in Radio 97 news, sports I mean I should say, if you didn't hear it by now, Sunset is the Class AAA champions in Oregon. They defeated Milwaukee tonight by a score of 35-14. The Weather Service says a few brief snow flurries tonight, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and Saturday, cloudy Sunday, increasing chance of rain on that day, low both nights mid to upper 20s, high both days near 40. Chance of measurable precipitation 30% tonight, 10% Saturday. It's 33 degrees outside and they tell me it's snowing right now in Milwaukee, so drive carefully no matter where you are. It's going to be cold and slippery tonight. That's Radio 97 News. It's 11:08.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall, plenipotentiary from that mysterious realm whose major exports are terror, mystery, and the macabre. In silence can man most readily preserve his integrity. Or, to put it another way, no one ever got into trouble by keeping his mouth shut. Test the premise for yourself. What has brought you the most grief? Speech or silence?
But you can become fabulously wealthy, Gerard.
I'm not interested.
You're not interested? Listen, get yours while the getting is good.
Don't worry. I'll get mine later.
Later? When later?
After I'm dead.
After you're dead, you'll get nothing.
You're wrong. I'll get immortality.
Oh, great. How will you enjoy it?
Well, I won't enjoy it.
Well, then what good is it?
I need it.
Why?
To validate my principles. To prove I was right.
You know something? You're a nut.
Our mystery drama, The Framis, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Howard Da Silva. It is sponsored in part by Listerine Lozenges and Buick Motor Division.
I'll be back shortly with Act One.
In case you've forgotten how much fun driving can be, Buick would like to introduce you to Skylark, a small car that's all Buick, with room, comfort, and an engine that no other compact car in America offers, the incredible Buick V6. Skylark, it's free spirit made practical.
A tip from your Better Business Bureau on the metric system. Did you know that the metric system is already being used in many aspects of American life? For example, prescription drugs are dispensed in milliliter and milligram quantities. Many packaged food contents are already listed in customary as well as metric units. And for more information on the metric system, write Metric Information Office, National Bureau of Standards, Washington, D.C., 20234.
KOIN traffic alert at 11 minutes past 11 o'clock. We are told that there is a bad accident on the Hawthorne Bridge in the center lanes, and it involves evidently an injury or two, or maybe even more. So if you're going to be going over the river, don't go over the Hawthorne Bridge. And if you must go over the Hawthorne Bridge, stay out of those center lanes. That's going to be a mess for a while. Once again, a KOIN traffic alert for an injury accident. It sounds like a bad one in the center lanes of the Hawthorne Bridge. Drive very, very carefully if you have to drive over that.
Talking about the game last night. A guy made a play that was out of sight. It's nice to talk to someone going home.
Double up every morning. Double up going home at night. Double up every day. It's a better way. You're gonna have more fun together.
Driving alone.
A public service of this station, the U.S. Department of Transportation, and the Advertising Council.
Shall inherit the earth, but not, however, in the immediate future. And so, at this point in time, and until further notice, the meek shall have the usual tough sledding. Well, that's how it goes. Today we shall tell you a little fable about the meek, and because it's a fable, we'll have it take place in a mythical kingdom. Therefore, for your benefit, we have created one called the United Kingdom of Limbovania. Our hero is named Gerard. He is a jeweler. He's very good. But he is very poor. Do you know why? Because he is a philosopher. Did you ever hear of a rich philosopher? There is a law that says that not only must philosophers be poor, they must also have cross, querulous wives. Well, it's very late at night, and Gerard is alone at his workbench, holding aloft a magnificent silver cup, which he has just crafted. And he is making a speech to an imaginary audience. Yes, he's that kind of person.
Fellow citizens of Limbovania, I appear on this national television network to set your minds at rest and your hearts at ease. Though I have been besieged by envoys from the Louvre in France, the Prado in Spain, the Metropolitan in America, this magnificent silver cup that I have just created shall remain here at home. This does not mean that I support our corrupt and oppressive monarchy. This does not mean that I have now joined the lifeless, bloodless, decadent charlatans at the Royal Academy.
Well, you're giving everybody their lumps tonight, aren't you?
Oh, I thought you were asleep.
What's that thing?
This? It's a silver loving cup.
So, that's what you were working on. I might have known. All these nights, I listened to the hammer. I say to myself, maybe he's seen the light. Maybe he'll make something he can sell. Why do you make things like this cup?
Because I find it...
Who asked you to make it?
No one.
Who's going to buy it?
Nobody.
Then what's the point? What are you after?
Immortality.
What?
Immortality.
Oh.
In this cup, I make my statement.
Oh, forget it.
In this cup, I say, look, world, here in precious metal...
Forget it.
But I want you to understand.
I don't want to understand.
But when you don't understand a person, you may grow to hate him.
Oh, settle for that. Because when you do understand a person, you may want to kill him. What was that?
What was what?
That like a terrible noise.
My dear, what is it?
Gerard. Look there.
What? But what is it? Sophie. Sophie, what are you?
Don't say another word. Look. Look at this.
Where did you find that?
I happened to glance over to the window. That crack of thunder smashed it a few moments ago, and it was lying there on the floor beside the broken window. It was lying there, just lying there on the floor.
Let me have it.
Oh, isn't it absolutely the biggest, the brightest, the shiniest, most brilliant diamond in the whole world?
Yes. I must... Look at it.
Oh, look at it. Examine it.
Yes, yes.
How much is it worth?
Oh.
Tell me. All right, I'll be quiet. I won't say a word while you examine it. You're the craftsman, the master, the genius. What do you think? 500? 1,000? What am I talking about? 5,000? I bet I'm not even close. Your reward for being honest and sincere and idealistic. The good Lord does something like this now and then. He has to. Oh, $1,000,000. It must be worth $1,000,000.
Amazing.
Fantastic.
What sparkle.
What light.
What facets.
What color.
What a spectacular configuration.
What's it worth?
Oh.
What's it worth?
What's it worth? Nothing. It's a piece of glass.
No.
I admit it's a remarkable piece of glass,
but see how it shines. It's all fire and ice. How can you say it's a piece of glass?
Well, let me give you the scientific explanation.
No.
Glass breaks all the time.
I don't want to hear it.
And once, just once, every 54 trillion times, does a piece of glass break exactly the way this one did.
Wives kill their husbands for less.
You see, it broke... along the fulfuration of the guideline of serenity, instead of splitting in the ordinary way, down the altercation of the plumb line of stress. You follow this?
Wives shoot, stab, strangle their husbands.
And the result is called a Framis.
With a good lawyer, she's home free.
So, ask me, what's the remarkable thing about a Framis, huh?
I still have enough appeal for a jury.
The remarkable thing is that only I can tell it's a Framis. Any other jeweler would pronounce this a diamond.
What do you mean, only you can tell it's a Framis?
Because only I have done the research. I am the trailblazer, the discoverer, the pioneer in a brand new, so far unknown science of Framisometry.
Oh, well, then, Angel, were you to put that into a gold or a platinum setting, it would look exactly like a diamond ring?
Well, sure.
I don't believe it. It's impossible.
Impossible? You're talking to the man with the fingers. Watch. See how I do it? Just a touch. Now a tap. Now a twist. Turn. Tighten. And here it is. for the finger of the king.
Oh, magnificent. I'll print a sign. Beautiful diamond ring for sale.
Sweetheart, you cannot sell this as a diamond.
Why not, beloved?
Because, precious, it's not a diamond.
Who's going to know the difference?
I will. Oh, it'll be so easy to call this a diamond. And I'm tempted. That's why you must help me.
Help you do what?
Help me withstand temptation. Help me keep my honor.
I'll do nothing of the kind.
Sophie, every man's integrity is tested once in his life.
How do you know this is the test?
This is a famis, and it's a fraud.
Oh. Well, in that case, there's only one thing a man of honor can do. Destroy it.
Destroy it?
Well, as a man whose integrity is being tested, you have no other choice. All around you are the means of destruction. Acid. Dissolve it. Fire. Burn it. Or pick up your hammer and smash it to powder.
I can't. After all, it's a lovely thing.
Oh, it surely is.
I don't have to sell it.
Mm-mm.
I can keep it and enjoy it myself.
Of course. And so, to bed.
Good morning, Gerard, baby. Let's make love.
Please, don't talk like that, Marissa.
Oh, why not?
I'm a married man.
Well, that's why you need loving.
I haven't looked at another woman since I've been married.
And you're overdue.
Marissa, why don't you find a nice young man?
Why don't you come with me?
Come with you? Where?
Where all the action is. Let's go to the capital. Let's go to Autoclave City.
Marissa.
A man of your genius. Well, you're wasted on these peasants. Oh, and so am I. Nobody really appreciates me here either. What a team we could make. You're the fingers, I'm the frame. You could become the king's jeweler. I could become the king's mistress.
What?
Well, do you doubt your ability?
No.
Then don't question mine. Somebody gets to be his mistress, just like somebody gets to be his doctor, his lawyer, his barber.
Marissa, I'm busy.
Oh, no. I remember why I came in. A cute lieutenant will be in here any minute.
Who?
Oh, I don't know who. He's drilling his men in the square. Couldn't keep his eyes off me. I'll, sell him that bracelet. I've always liked it.
How do you know you're coming here to buy you something?
Am I ever wrong?
Marissa, how will you end up?
Well, the same way you will. Dead.
Well.
Oh, good day, sir. I'll see you later, Gerard.
What's her name?
Marissa.
Marissa. I tell you, Citizen Gerard, I have fallen madly in love with Marissa.
Please, Lieutenant, be kind to her.
Have I ever been unkind to anyone? Have I ever used the privilege of my noble birth to abuse my inferiors? Now, what have the two of you arranged for me to buy her? Oh, now you have necklaces, bracelets, brooches, rings, so many old familiar things. And the ladies always sell them back to you, don't they? Well, my friend, this is my final go-round. You see before you the last Baron Melvin, the final withered branch of the dead family tree.
Oh, come now, Lieutenant.
The House of Melvin shall be no more. I have squandered the last of the family fortune. And here, these few coins. All that remains for the final fling.
It'll have to be something modest.
Yes, I know. I know.
I have here a bracelet.
Citizen Gerard.
Small, yes, but quality.
Citizen Gerard.
What are you looking at?
That ring. I must have that ring.
But it's not a ring.
It's not a ring?
Well, yes, it's a ring, but it's not a diamond ring. The stone, you see, is a framis.
A what?
A piece of glass.
A piece of glass. A piece of... That's a lie.
It's true.
The setting, it's genuine platinum.
Oh, yes.
And real gold.
Purest gold.
And you always surround a worthless piece of glass with precious platinum and purest gold.
Oh, please, I was just...
Oh, you were just what?
I was just about to destroy it.
If it's displayed in your shop, you're required to sell it. That's the law.
There's no such law.
It's just been passed.
It's a piece of glass.
Say that again, and I shall run my sword through you.
Oh, please, Lieutenant.
Tell him to sell me the ring.
Oh, sell him the ring.
I can't pay for it now, but I will one day.
Please, put away your sword.
Well, whatever it's worth, 100, 1,000, 1,000,000.
Sell him the ring.
But I don't want to cheat him.
The ring.
He thinks it's a diamond.
He'll kill you.
The ring.
How can I convince him?
Give him the ring.
But I...
Take it, Lieutenant. Here, take it. Now, put away your sword, please.
Yeah. The ring is my ring.
Send the bill to the House of Melvin. Hello, citizens. The House of Melvin has risen. The House of Melvin has risen.
Of Melvin has risen again. Indeed. And Lieutenant Melvin accepts the plaudits of the multitude, as all are blinded with adoration for the brilliant ring on his finger. And the adoring mob carries him on their shoulders into one shop after another. And soon he is costumed in splendor from head to foot, as befits the scion of the House of Melvin. But how high can the House of Melvin possibly rise? You'll be here when I return in just a few moments with Act Two.
Oh, I thought I saw a putty cat. I did see a putty cat.
Hi, I'm Mel Blanc, and that's another of my thousand voices. And that's why they asked me to tell you about lemon mint Listerine lozenges.
Because when your throat is hot and dry from a cold, they make it feel cool and soothed.
And Listerine's anesthetic medicine helps give fast, beep, beep, temporary relief from minor sore throat pain. Lemon mint Listerine lozenges. No matter how many voices you've got, you've only got one throat.
So you get Listerine lozenges, folks.
Use only as directed.
In God we trust. America speaks. In the words of Thomas Jefferson, I must believe that religion substantially good, which produces an honest life, and we've been authorized by one whom you and I equally respect to judge of the tree by its fruit. Presented by the Catholic Communications Foundation.
Somehow you get the feeling it's not the tank they're testing.
Driver, move out.
Step on the throttle and 750 horsepower jumps to your hands. Ahead is a 60-degree gradient of mud and rocks. Although your stomach wants to bail out, you're ready. You're riding in an M60A2 tank, 54 tons of armored steel. Months of Army training as rugged as the Texas terrain you're rumbling through has put you here, smack in the middle of our proving grounds. When you make it, you'll be a proud, proven member of Armor.
Very good.
And you'll earn rewards as exciting as the job. Call 800-523-5000.
Well, now, as we proceed with our fable, the principal square in the provincial city has never seen such a celebration. They are lionizing Lieutenant Melvin, who only this morning was a ruined and penniless aristocrat. But now, it's plain to see, the House of Melvin has risen again. For on Melvin's finger there gleams a ring of surpassing brilliance. And so the bells are chiming, and the folk are shouting, and the wine is pouring, and the bands are playing, and all is pandemonium. Except in the shop of our friend Gerard.
No.
But so
don't you set foot out of the shop.
He must know the truth.
What truth?
That ring, it's only a piece of glass.
Mind your business.
But he's under the impression that...
Forget it.
It's only a promise. Now what's happening?
Where?
Look through the window. What do you see?
What do you mean, what do I see? I see the crowds.
But it's quiet. Suddenly it's quiet. No one is saying a word.
Yes, it is. It's quiet.
And see there. A big, important-looking officer has just put his hand on Lieutenant Melvin's shoulder. Oh,
the officer's saying something. Open the door. What's he saying?
Lieutenant Melvin?
Yes, what can I do for you, my man?
You're under arrest.
Under arrest? Me?
Sergeant, seize him.
Oh, you can't do this to me. I've done nothing wrong. Get your hands off me. I'm an officer, a nobleman, and a gentleman. I have rights. What's the charge? What's the charge? You can't just throw me into prison. No, notify my colonel. I demand to see my colonel.
Oh, stop the shouting.
Oh, Colonel Ramrod, I'm saved.
Lieutenant Melvin, I shall read to you the verdict of the court-martial.
Court-martial? Well, what court-martial? Who's court-martial?
Your court-martial. The accused, Lieutenant Baron Melvin, having been found guilty as charged, shall be hanged by the neck until he is dead. Signed, Millard Ramrod, Colonel Royal Cavalry presiding.
But I don't remember any court-martial.
The court-martial was duly convened, legally conducted, and arrived at its verdict in accordance with the law.
Yes, but I wasn't there.
That's not important. The verdict would still be the same.
But that's not justice.
If the court had acquitted you, would that have been justice?
Well, certainly.
Well, and you're not complaining about justice, only about the verdict.
But you can't hang an innocent man.
I don't want you to hang, Lieutenant.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I should not like to see you disgraced on the scaffold.
Oh, bless you, sir.
Here's my pistol.
Heaven will reward you, sir.
Shoot yourself.
Shoot myself. No! No, I tell you, I'm innocent.
I have here your confession.
I never signed any confession.
It was signed for you. Oh, Melvin, stop fighting justice. Now just search yourself.
Oh, please, Colonel.
Look at yourself in that stolen finery. Why, that ring alone, that ring must be worth a fortune. That ring...
Oh, You like the ring? Take it.
No. God, I wish to leave.
Stop, Colonel, or I shall shoot you with your own pistol.
I am not afraid to die.
That's because you're afraid to live. You're afraid of life. That's why you vegetate here in this provincial post.
Oh, shut up.
Colonel Ramrod, military scientist and global thinker. And what are you to the brass in Autoclave City? Petty drill master.
I order you to be quiet.
The most brilliant officer in the army, and you'll die without a general star. Buy one. Buy one. With this ring, you'll be able to. Buy one.
Maybe I'll die without my general star, but I'll die with my honor.
Oh, dear Colonel, what is honor? Isn't the highest honor love for king and country, isn't it?
Yes.
Doesn't the very life of the nation depend on the armed forces?
I would say so.
Isn't the safety of that country best preserved in your hands? Doesn't it make it absolutely necessary, then, for you to become a general?
Well, certainly how.
Don't fight fate, Colonel. I was meant to obtain this ring so that you might use it to save our country.
Yes. They're old, senile, and sudden ways. It's a cesspool of intrigue. I must clean it out.
That's why you were born, Colonel. May I assist you in your holy mission?
This ring...
Yes? Who wished to see me? Colonel Ramrod? Never heard of him. But what does this bumpkin from the provinces want? Probably been saving his pennies for years, and he'll walk in with them all tied up in his handkerchief. But, all right. I'll see him. It should be amusing.
Colonel Ramrod, at your service, madame. I have come here to pay my respects to your husband, our great minister of war.
You have come here to buy a general star. What do you offer me?
What do I offer?
I offer you myself.
How dare you make such an offer?
Oh, you've been waiting for such an offer. Your days are spent in yearning for it, your nights in dreaming.
For your information, I receive such offers every day.
How dare you? But when was the last one? When was the last time a man offered you his heart, his soul, his life, his honor, his hope for happiness in this world and salvation in the next?
Oh, you expect me to believe that when I know I am no longer beautiful?
I find you beautiful, Lurline. Oh, Madame Lurline.
What interest could I have in love? I'm an old woman.
No, not an old woman, an older woman. Just as I am an older man.
But love was made for the young.
No. To the young, love is strong liquor, but to people like us, love is fine wine. Old wine. We do not drink to slake the thirst. We only sip to delight the soul.
All you want is your general star.
I have not come here for your tinselly star. I love you. Listen. 10 years ago, you and your husband inspected the garrison of Ground Bag.
I can't remember.
And I can't forget. You wore a green suit, black shoes, a corsage of white roses.
I always dress that way when I review the troops.
The most unbecoming costume I ever saw.
Oh.
But I fell in love with you in spite of it.
Oh, and you waited 10 years to tell me?
I waited 10 years to find my courage. I waited 10 years until I could find a gift worthy of the woman I love. This ring.
Oh, no. No, I can't accept this.
Take my ring.
Oh, please. Please go.
Why are you afraid to be a woman? Why are you afraid to love?
I'm not afraid.
Then I will place this ring on your finger.
Oh, my general. My very own general.
Ah, general.
Do you like my hair up this way?
I wonder what my new assignment is to be.
Or down.
The war committee.
And how shall I dress? Green. You fell in love with me in green.
And my new duties.
Oh, love me. Love me. Oh, darling, I want to be alone with you, but I want to show you off to everyone. I want you to be my secret, but I want everyone to know.
What? Oh, darling, our love is enough for me.
Oh, not for me. You shall be presented at court. You'll be a sensation in Autoclave City. Well, my darling, how do you like the royal court?
It's not what I expected.
Well, all that the king wants to do is listen to rock music.
And the queen?
All she wants to do is find out who his latest mistress is.
Ah, that's obvious. That slim blonde girl. What's her name? Marissa.
Oh, she's just his friend. That doesn't count.
Do you know who his mistress is?
I don't think he has one.
Well, I suppose he has. And the queen finds out. What will the queen do to her?
Oh, she'll have her steam.
Steam?
Yes. That's why this place is called Autoclave City. One little mistake, and things get so hot for you.
Now tell me, dearest Lurline, why is the queen looking at you like that?
I don't know, but...
But what?
That's how she looks at people just before they get steamed. Oh, now she's whispering to the king. Oh, if only I could hear what she's saying.
Look, would you quit bugging me, baby? I don't have no mistress.
You do, and I know who.
I think you flipped your wig.
Me that way.
I'm the king. I can talk any way I like.
Oh, some king. This 2x4 nickel and dime. Maybe if you spent less time with your mistress.
Will you get off my back? I don't have no mistress.
Oh, go figure. You'd go for an old bag like her.
An old bag like who?
And to my face. She's my best friend.
What are you saying?
The lady Lurline.
Oh, you are out of
it. I am? Look.
Look at what?
The ring. the ring on her finger. Who give her such a ring? Her 98-year-old husband?
Hey. That ring.
And who would dare wear such a ring at court? Who would dare outshine the queen? Only the mistress of the king. You gave her that ring.
Ooh, that ring.
To show me up. I'm gonna have her steamed. Libby?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Steam her. I'm going to be steamed.
What does that mean?
The whole court will turn on me, say things, accuse me, taunt me, beat me, harass me, until they destroy me.
But why?
I don't know.
I do know. It's the ring.
The ring?
The queen. See? Look at her face. She thinks you're the king's mistress because you're wearing the ring.
Oh, but I'm not.
Look at the king's face. He can't take his eyes off the ring. Save yourself. Give him the ring.
Oh, no.
Can't you see the king wants that ring? Give him the ring before it's too late. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Lady Lurline has an announcement to make.
I have known our wonderful king since he was a child. I have watched him become a great king. And so, as a grateful and loyal subject, I wish to present him with this token of my esteem, this ring.
The ring? Oh, thank you.
That's some ring, Your Majesty.
Yeah, this ring, Marissa Berry. Hey. What do you think this ring is worth, huh?
Oh, big, big money.
There are diamonds, and then there are diamonds.
Oh.
Some of them, no matter how big they are, they just lay there, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but this one, you can feel all that brilliance kind of explode-like inside of you, huh?
Yeah.
You know what I wanted to be ever since I was a kid?
A king?
Not just a king. Not some little scared slob of a king that fell into it. But a ruler. A mighty ruler of men. This ring, what do you think it's worth?
Oh, a fortune.
You can feel it, see? You can feel the fire burn, the ice freeze.
Is that appraised?
Yeah, by who?
The royal jewelers.
Ah, those clowns. You know what they'll say? It's a precious gem beyond price. But I wonder... Oh, I wonder what it's really worth.
Oh, it must be worth millions.
If only I could find a real, honest jeweler. One who isn't scared to tell me the truth, like.
I know a guy who couldn't tell a lie if his life depended on it.
What good is he to me if he's not a jeweler?
He is a jeweler. The greatest jeweler in the world.
Baby! What's his name?
Gerard.
You should have expected this development. Everything that goes up must come down. We go away only to come back. You knew eventually that we would have to return to our old friend Gerard. You also know the question he's going to be asked. Do you know the answer he's going to give? Wanna bet? I shall return in just a few moments with Act 3.
Buick's 1976 Century Regal is the most luxurious mid-sized car Buick builds. But it's also got a practical side. In fact, it makes a concession to practicality that no other American mid-sized car does. It comes with a V6 engine, and a Buick V6 at that. Regal, it's got the spirit.
With a friend, share a smile when you're round the bend. Let somebody brighten up your day.
Fred and I started riding together to save money, but that's not why we're still doing it. Nope, we just like sharing the ride and the time with a friend.
Double up every morning, double up going home at night, double up every day. It's a better way. You're gonna have more fun together.
It's driving alone.
A public service of this station, U.S. Department of Transportation, and the Advertising Council.
I have a heart that goes bump, bump. And sometimes I can hear it thump. And Daddy says that in my chest, I have two things that are the best. They call them lungs. So breathe them in. You never see them, but they're there. And if I breathe in air that's clean, I'll grow up like a jumping bean. Whenever I see any snake, I'll run away before I choke. And something even better yet, I'll never smoke a cigarette. I'll breathe the air that's clean and free, so I can keep on being me.
Clear the smoke from your family image and from your lungs. And remember, your kids may never start if you stop. Quitting is tough, but your lung association says it's a matter of life and breath.
Now, while you were gone, here's what's been happening in that mythical kingdom, the United Kingdom of Limbovania. I can only say that there has been a miraculous transformation. It is no longer a sleepy little country. It has been transformed miraculously into a mighty nation, powerful in the councils of the world community. There has been a surge of energy and patriotism, and right now, the proud and happy Limbos are celebrating the first anniversary of the King's Ring and the apparently magical talisman that has sparked the great resurgence. And even Master Gerard seems to have caught the fever as he works frantically in his shop.
What are you doing there?
What do you think I'm doing, my dear wife? I'm making anniversary souvenirs. See these medals? You knock them out for a penny and you sell them for a pound.
But they're junk.
Oh, sure. You see how you do it? You line them up, you punch them out.
But I...
And I got our kids out in the street with two big bagfuls. We'll sell thousands of them. You see what they say? Big Limbo's on the march. Everybody buys one. Everybody wears one. Because how else can you prove you're a loyal, patriotic citizen?
Oh, stop it.
Come on, come on. Get your genuine, authentic pledge of loyalty to the Emperor. Designed by the super sensational House of Gerard.
I said stop it.
Why? You always wanted to be rich.
I can't accept this.
What's the matter?
I don't like you this way. Cynical, scornful, sneering.
That's successful.
No. Hard. Cruel. Contemptuous.
Was it better the old way, when I was stupid and we starved?
Oh, please, Gerard, be kind. Be sweet. The way you always were.
You see the world dazzled by dishonesty, enchanted by incompetence, transfigured by trivia. You say, it cannot, it must not go on forever. But actually, it can. Obviously, it will. And perhaps it must. Why fight?
Oh, this junk, what you're doing now, it's not you. It's a lie. I never sold anything in this shop that wasn't genuine.
That isn't true.
When did I ever sell anything that was a fraud?
Pick up a magazine, any magazine.
Why?
Well, look at the magazines. What's being featured on every cover?
Well, the King's Ring. They found out.
How can they find out? What can they find out? I'm the only one who can tell.
Oh, they have ways. The people with power, they have ways. They'll find out, and they'll hunt you down.
Sophie, you must control yourself.
A man, a hard-looking, cruel-looking, frightening man, will suddenly walk in here and ask, "Are you Mr. Gerard?" And when you say yes, he'll kill you.
Sophie.
Mr. Gerard.
How did you get in here?
Hey, Mr. Gerard.
He's not in.
Hiya, Gerard, baby.
No, you're making a mistake. I'm not...
Oh, aren't you glad to see me? It's Marissa.
Marissa, why did you betray me? Why do you want to kill me?
Kill you? Honey, I'm going to make you.
Make me what?
Jeweler to the king.
Jeweler to the king.
Well, that's why we're here. Right, Leroy?
Jeweler to the king.
Where's Gerard? Where's my man, Gerard?
Your Majesty.
Brother Gerard. Hey, let me look in your eyes. Yeah, I see the truth.
eyes, Brother Gerard, a demurrer of the soul. And you simply cannot hide your honesty, your independence, and your integrity.
Honesty, independence, integrity. Three reasons, Your Majesty, why I am a ruined man today. But I'm ready to reform. I'm eager to improve myself. I'm willing to learn.
Now then, Gerard, old buddy, could you do me a little favor?
Try me. Test me.
Well, I got this little item here, see? I wonder if you might just possibly tell me what it's worth.
Your Majesty, this ring is, it's absolutely unique.
Come on, Gerard. We're not king and subject. We're friend and friend, huh? The truth. Speak the truth.
The truth?
Yeah, just among buddies. What's it with?
The truth? This is a framis.
Yeah? What's a framis?
A piece of glass.
I beg your pardon, Gerard, you said...
I said it was a piece of glass.
You're positive?
I'm positive.
It don't look like a piece of glass.
I know.
Well, I'm no expert. But this looks like the world's most valuable diamond to me.
And yet it's the world's most ordinary glass.
A piece of glass?
A worthless piece of glass.
Leroy! Throw him in a cell.
But I told you the truth. You asked me for the truth.
And tomorrow morning, shoot him.
Jin.
You beat me again, Leroy. Who invented this stupid game?
Its origins are obscure. But we're probing the depths of remote antiquity. I have read monographs on the subject in ancient Sanskrit.
Are you an historian?
No. My doctorate is in nuclear physics.
Well, what are you doing in that uniform?
Practically all of us scientists work for the government. That's where it's at. As they say.
Is that good?
It's neither good nor bad. It's relative.
Uh-huh. Now I'll knock.
How many?
Two.
One.
Ah. This is a pointless game.
In many ways, it's the story of your life.
Gerard, I fixed it for you. The door is open. Walk out.
Marissa, the king is letting me out? He was only joking?
All you have to do is say some words.
What words?
These words. Your Majesty, your ring is worth untold millions.
But it isn't true.
Well, nobody's asking you for the truth. All you're being asked for is some words. Just words. And the sun keeps shining, the grass keeps growing, the seas keep rolling. Words! Your Majesty, your ring is a precious gem beyond price. Its worth is untold millions.
But that ring, it's a framis.
Should I say no? Should you say no? Sure, say no. But up your sleeve to yourself and never, never any louder than this. It's a framis.
But you still don't understand. It is a framis.
All right. Let me show you how you can even do business on that basis. Instead of, it is a framis, say it was a framis. Is, was, they're the same word. All you did was change the what, Leroy?
The tense.
Now, Marissa.
It was a framis when you had it. God, let a little tense intervene and things change, no? The caterpillar was. Butterfly is. And do you know what that humble little framis has become?
No.
It has become the state. The Royal Federated Union of the United Kingdom of Limbovania. Dig? Do you know what that silly framis has become? It has become... What word do I want, Leroy?
A status quo.
The status quo.
But that's it. We must change. We must reject the status quo. We must fight it. Change it.
Reject it. Fight it. Change it. Why? It's great. What have you got to gain by changing it?
What have I got to gain? Everything.
Everything. You mean you'll get something out of it?
Yes.
Well, I've already got mine. When do you get yours?
Later on.
Later on? When?
After I die.
Oh, but then you get nothing.
You're wrong. I get immortality.
But you'll be dead.
Naturally. You have to die to become immortal.
So how can you enjoy it?
You don't enjoy it.
Well, then why do you want it?
I need it.
For what?
To validate my principles. To prove I was right.
Oh, you're a nut.
Every man who's a hero in history was once a nut to his neighbors. A troublesome, quarrelsome, meddlesome nut. But I won't crack. I won't break. I'll denounce and defy them to the very end. They'll take my life, but they'll give me immortality. Immortality, yes. There will be a trial, then the sentence and the execution. But even as the echoes of the shots fade away, there shall be another sound, another voice. And the people will know that they have been deluded and deceived by the frauds that rule them. And my name, the story of my deeds and my defiance shall live forever. My grave shall become a shrine.
You think so?
And I shall be a legend.
I don't think so. Let me tell you how it'll happen. Here, in your cell, you'll be alone with Leroy. And you'll get a .38 caliber slug in the back of your neck.
How can you say that? Leroy's a scientist. Scientists don't kill people.
You'll never know what hit you. Neither will anyone else. A shrine. Who'll ever find you? They'll flush you down a sewer and poison the water. Or they'll broil you in a furnace and you'll pollute the air.
No, Marissa, help me.
Oh, you'll die a hero. But a secret hero. An unknown hero. An unheard of hero.
Hey, would you just hold on there, Brother Gerard? And could you do an old buddy a little favor, huh? Look at this again and see if you can tell me what it's worth.
I tell His Majesty what you see in there.
But I don't see anything.
Gerard, look again. Don't you see her?
Who?
Her.
Please, Gerard, be kind, be sweet, the way you always were.
What do you see when you look in that gem?
My wife, my children.
What else do you see?
The sun, the sky, the sea.
Come on, Brother Gerard. What is this worth?
Your Majesty, this ring is precious beyond price. It's worth untold millions.
Oh, thank you, Gerard. Thank you.
But it's a promise.
It's a promise. Well, didn't Galileo say the same thing under his breath to the judges of the Inquisition? Nevertheless, it moves. Does this mean there is a time and place for everything in this world? There sure is. And if you don't believe me, check it out in the wonderful biblical book of Ecclesiastes. And wait for me. I'll be right back.
Consumer Information Center of the U.S. General Services Administration. And we have a lot of happy facts, useful facts. Over 250 government publications just filled with facts about nutrition, about simple home repairs, about what record you should keep. You can learn how to remove stains or how to take care of your car. All kinds of facts. For a free catalog, write Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. Learn the little-known facts of life that can help make your life a little happier.
Facts you can keep, facts you can use.
Send for your free catalog. Write Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
A diamond is a piece of carbonized rock, and so is a piece of coal. If you were offered your choice of a sackful of each, which would you choose? Would you really? Okay. Now suppose you were offered that same choice in an isolated cabin, snowbound in the dead of winter, with the temperature at 30 below zero. You bet you would. You see, value is relative. And one of the few absolutes in life is the fact that you can depend on us each time at the same hour. Our cast included Howard Da Silva, Bryna Rayburn, Joan Shea, Ian Martin, and Robert Dryden. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Barney is the leading theatrical agent in New York. And he's the one I meant to... Well, you meant to what? Oh, nothing, Mama. You know me. I always talk to myself.
That's because you have money in the bank.
It was like poor Mr. Joseph Carroway said to me before he died.
Radio 97 KOIN, Portland. The time, 12 midnight.
CBS News. Spanish government sources say Prime Minister Carlos Arias Navarro will resign shortly, setting the stage for a test of King Juan Carlos's promise to liberalize the government. Good morning. I'm Mike Stanley reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The new monarch ends his first week as ruler of Spain today, with a crucial test looming, possibly next week. Not only would the Arias resignation require his action, he already has the obligation of naming a new parliament president. That post fell vacant 4 days ago. Observers see those choices as a crucial test of the young king's ability to heal the divisions which persisted for nearly 40 years under his predecessor, Generalissimo Franco. In neighboring Portugal, the government of Premier José Pinheiro de Azevedo today resumed work, confident it has the backing of the military and that the country is returning to stability after an abortive leftist coup attempt. In a broadcast speech last night, Azevedo said his government had survived the challenge that brought the country to the edge of civil war, but now has adequate guarantees to do its job. CBS News continues following this message.
The most successful selling cold medicine in the world is a little capsule. It's Contact. It contains no ingredients for aches and fever, no cough medicine, yet gives you longer relief per dose than any pill, any liquid. Full-time 24-hour relief of your sneezing, drips, and congestion. Contact. Its tiny time pills contain ingredients to work up to 12 hours. That's longer relief per dose from those symptoms than any pill, any liquid. So, give your cold a Contact. All day, all night. Full time. Use only as directed.
The UN Security Council meets behind closed doors again today in hopes of working out terms for renewing the mandate of the UN peacekeeping force on the Golan Heights. The Security Council met three times yesterday, but failed to resolve Syrian insistence that renewal be coupled with reference to a November 10th General Assembly resolution that called for inviting the Palestine Liberation Organization to participate with other peace talks principals on an equal footing. Israel, of course, is opposed. UN sources indicate the United States, too, has expressed its opposition. A three-judge federal panel in Atlanta, citing pretrial publicity and improper closing arguments, has overturned the conviction of William Williams for the 1974 abduction of former Atlanta Constitution editor Reg Murphy. CBS News reporter Bernard Goldberg has more on that story.
The day following his release, after being held captive for 49 hours, Murphy wrote a detailed account of the abduction, naming William Williams as the kidnapper. and quoting him as saying he kidnapped Murphy to stop these lying leftist liberal news media. In its decision, the appeals court cited Murphy's story, along with other pretrial publicity, including news of Williams' past criminal record and his credit rating, the court saying there was so much attention given the kidnapping that Williams could not get a fair trial. The court also cited what it called prejudicial closing arguments by the government. Murphy, now editor of the San Francisco Examiner, was in Atlanta when the decision was announced.
I did not seek any of this publicity. The man who came to my door got the publicity because he demanded it. He required it in exchange for my life. And when I was supposed to tell the truth about what had happened, which was one of the conditions under which I got released, the federal judges decided that that was too much.
Williams has been serving a 40-year sentence in federal prison in Atlanta. Now he is awaiting a new trial and possibly release on bond. Bernard Goldberg, CBS News, Atlanta.
More news in a moment. Tonight we're at a Sambo's restaurant talking to another late-night moonlight person, a dream therapist.
That's right.
Well, tell me, sometimes I wake up early in the morning after dreaming and I'm hungry and the...
Psychologically, it's sound to get up and have a moonlighter special at the nearest Sambo's, and there's one not far away, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
So $1.99, and as Freud once said, ground beef steak and AA ranch eggs. That was Freud's idea.
Not Jung.
No, you think Jung, but you eat Freud.
Mm-hmm.
Eggs. Freud eggs. That's a Moonlighter special.
Oh, yes. Sambo's Moonlighter special. Tell us more about it.
Two Freud eggs.
Uh-huh.
Ground beef steak.
Oh, yes.
A plate of toast. All the coffee you can drink for $1.99.
Right. That's Sambo's Moonlighter special, just for late-night people. Only from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Remember now, you late-nighters,
mm-hmm.
get up.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Sambo's.
Mm-hmm.
Have a Moonlighter special or any of their desserts.
Mm-hmm.
You'll think you're still dreaming.
Well, that's very therapeutic.
The Senate is expected to move quickly next week on President Ford's nomination of Judge John Paul Stevens to succeed Justice William O. Douglas on the Supreme Court. Judicial sources describe Stevens as a very thorough judge, of high judicial caliber, neither conservative nor activist, and not politically oriented. The Patricia Hearst trial will begin on January 26th, despite a request by defense counsel F. Lee Bailey for a three-day delay. Bailey cited as a conflict his desire to attend a business convention representing a helicopter firm in which he owns controlling interest. Judge James Browning said, "I'd love to cooperate with him and allow him to go display his wares, but I've got a trial to run." Mike Stanley, CBS News.
Next news on KOIN at 12:30.